Sometimes I'm a little bit stressed on all the things that I see. There's a lot of nuances to everything. There's good, there's bad. Even with the protests, there's people that are, in my eyes, sometimes more interested in burnishing their own credentials and building themselves up as a leader than actually bringing change in the world. And then you also have a lot of people that are stepping up to be amazing, great, selfless leaders. So with that, I'm sometimes struck with how to responsibly tell the story, how not to put the focus on singular individuals so that they're not being set up to be targets for white supremacists or set up to be targets of their own egos.
Do you think that there is going to be change this time?
I'm 39 years old, and I can tell you, for a long time, there weren't any marches here in Indianapolis. My first one was 2012 for Trayvon Martin. And so I'm hopeful for the future. It's been a long time coming to get to a point where this many people, business leaders of all races, colors, and creeds, and politicians are willing to have a conversation about racism and oppression here. But I'm hoping for the best, and I'm going to, keep fighting, especially during this time, for the conversation to happen and some real action to take place.
Being in it and taking pictures, are you able to stay in that artist documentarian mode, or are you there as a black man too? I mean, that's a lot, taking in a lot all at the same time.
It is a very difficult situation, and it's funny you say that, because when the first night of the George Floyd protests, I think that was June 6th, I took my camera out, and then I didn't take my camera back out for until the next Friday. But I was at almost all the other protests, and I love having my camera around, but at those other protests, I was there as a black man. I felt like I could yell, I could scream, do whatever I needed to do out there to be a part of it and not have to be kind of saddled with a camera and trying to calm down and set up pictures and worry about getting angles and all this other stuff.
Do you feel because you were able to do that, that's helped you then to be able to go back and move forward now and shoot it more from the artistic documentarian point of view to really get what's happening out there so people see it?
The purpose of what I do is I want people to see the glory of a community coming together and taking their streets, protesting, demanding change. And I think a lot of that is simply lost, even with the news photographers and videographers, is they just move in to a position and say, hey, it's happening, but I want you to feel like you were at the head of the column, or you were at the back of the column, or buried in the middle, surrounded by a sea of people. That's the stuff I want you to look at the pictures and place yourself in there. And I don't think that the news media really has the capacity to do that as well as, somebody like me.
It's important to have you out there, and I appreciate the work that you do.
Well, thank you.